Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Enigma Fishing, Cast, Catch, Repeat. Visit Anderson, South Carolina, home of beautiful Lake Hartwell. Phoenix Boats, experience the difference. And by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. Now, the Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, College National Championship, and the College Bracket Event, leading to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information about how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/Bass or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Nation tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. We also encourage you to visit our YouTube page at Bassmaster Radio for video versions of interviews with select guests. That's YouTube/Bassmaster Radio. The St. Croix Bassmaster Open at the Red River, stop number 2 of the Central Division, is underway as we speak, and one very interested spectator is Hunter Shryock. Shryock is this week's classic bubble boy, sitting in 45th place in the Progressive Insurance Elite AOI standings, and if the winner of this event is already qualified for the Classic or is not fishing the entire Central Open Division, then Hunter gets in the 2023 Academy Sports and Outdoors Bassmaster Classic in Knoxville in March. Hunter will join us later in the show. And speaking of the Opens, the 2023 schedule has been released, and it is amazing. Different venues on different dates and a new format, and tournament director Hank Weldon will join us to run down the entire schedule a little later as well. Texas Elite Pro Keith Combs is fishing at the Red River this week with an eye on the final stop of the Central Division at Sam Rayburn as he tries to fish his way into the Classic. He also has his 6th annual Keith Combs Sam Rayburn Slam Tournament and Banquet to benefit the Cast for Kids Foundation coming up. The tournament will be held October 1st at Umphrey Pavilion on Lake Sam Rayburn. Keith is on deck to tell us more about that. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee as we launch this episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
5 fish for 22 pounds even, becoming a 2-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year.
Hi, I'm Gerald Swindle, Bassmaster member. I don't care if I'm in California, Oregon, or France. If I see a bass sticker in a window of a truck or a car, I got something in common with that person. Why don't you come join me and you be a member?
Get these free gifts when you join today, a $50 value. Go to Bassmaster.com/join and become a member of America's leading bass fishing organization.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham. And I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Let's go.
Think you know bass fishing? Time to prove it. Bassmaster now has two fantasy games giving you even more opportunities to win. Play Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and the Mercury Bassmaster Dream Lake Challenge. Get in position for a chance to win some great prizes, including a $15,000 shopping spree at Bass Pro Shops and fishing trips with Davey Hyde and Mark Zona. Every tournament is a chance to win, and there's more than $90,000 in prizes. You can't win if you don't play, plus it's free. To find details, sign up and play all season. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at BassU.TV. Do you want to catch more and bigger bass? Well, whether you're a beginner or an aspiring pro, BassU.TV has courses for you. BassU.TV features over 900 training courses from the most talented anglers on the planet, including Mike Iaconelli, Greg Hackney, Jason Christie, John Cox, Hank Cherry, and many more. Courses cover everything bass fishing from power to finesse. If you like to pitch a big creature bait into heavy cover, well, they'll help you with that. Do you want to learn how to drop shot deep water for big smallies? BassU.TV has that covered as well. Plus, learn how the pros break down new waters and check out the advanced courses on tournament preparation and strategy. If you want to become a better bass angler, visit BassU.TV/radio and sign up. That's BassU.TV/radio and begin learning today. The Bass University. Never stop learning.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
Both Bassmaster Radio, and now a chance to talk to a guy who, as we are speaking, as you are hearing this, I should say anyway, he is fishing at the Red River in the St. Croix Bassmaster Central Open there. Of course, those of you listening on Saturday, I'm sure Keith Combs wishes that that he is still fishing there. Well, that would be a great thing. That means he's in the top 10 and fishing for that championship and that spot in the Bassmaster Classic. But something else is coming up on October 1st. It'll be the 6th annual Keith Combs Sam Rayburn Slam Tournament and banquet to benefit the Cast for Kids Foundation. So Keith Combs is thinking about a lot more than himself when he is out there doing his thing, and he joins us now. Keith, welcome in. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tom, man. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I appreciate you coming on, and let's talk about your tournament a little bit. This sixth annual event now at Sam Rayburn. This is something coming up on October 1st. At the Umphrey Pavilion. You know, just talk about what was the motivation for you to get involved in this thing and to raise money every year now for Cast for Kids.
Well, you know, the Sam Rayburn Slam Tournament, that's something that we started six, seven years ago, and we've had it every year except one, and you know, we've grown the tournament. It's a kind of an annual big deal at Rayburn. This year, we started to think we might do something with Cast for Kids, and it kind of evolved, and we kind of merged the two. So not only are we doing our Sam Rayburn tournament, we're doing the live auction and banquet the evening before. So on September 30th in Lufkin, we're going to do that banquet to raise money, all that going back to Cast for Kids.
Oh, that is absolutely tremendous. I know Jay Ellis is very involved in that. He's now retired from the Elite Series to focus on Cast for Kids. And, you know, it's amazing to see the number of anglers around the country that are involved in Cast for Kids. It's a tremendous, you know, outfit to raise money for, and they do a great job using our great sport of fishing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can – you can tell just by who's involved in it. Some of the times, like you speak about Jay Ellis and stuff, stand-up guy, you know, that it's a good organization. They do a lot of good things, and we've been to some of their banquets in the past, me and my wife, and we really enjoyed hearing about what they're doing and supporting them. And you know, this will be our first time bringing it to East Texas, so we were certainly nervous about, you know, are we gonna have enough people and everything like that, but it's came together, and we're excited It's been a lot of planning, you know, right in the middle of the season, but, you know, it's for a great cause, and I'm super excited to be a part of it.
The nine-line auction also began earlier this week, and you can check all of that out, and you can also find out more about the tournament by going to Keith's website. That's KeithCombsBassFishing.com, KeithCombsBassFishing.com, or find him on Facebook at Keith Combs Fishing, and you can learn more. Now, can people still register? The event's not till October 1st. It's 100% payback team event. Can they still get in the event?
Yeah, but the tournament, it will take registration all the way up to the morning of. So, you know, that's just we really have three really separate deals going on that weekend, a lot happening. So the banquet is the evening before. We're selling tables and tickets and stuff like that online for that right now. We're probably about 70% capacity, so it's filling up fast. But that's one of the things that people are going to want to definitely check out if they're from that area is, coming to that banquet. We're going to have that great auction, plus Clay Dyer is going to be there.
Yeah.
He's our guest speaker. Yeah, if you know Clay, he's very motivational and a good dude, and I enjoy hearing him speak, and I'm excited to hear what he's got to say. So we got that going on. The next day on October 1st is the team tournament, and, yes, they can register all the way up to that morning. And also, we have a Cash for Kids event that's going on the same day as the tournament. So it'll be the morning of the 1st at Humphreys Pavilion, where we're going to have about 40 kids from the organization Cash for Kids. And we're just going to have a fun day of fishing. And we're going to have this stage and the scale set up. So if they catch the fish and they want to weigh it just like the pros do, they can certainly do that. So we got a busy weekend, but I encourage anybody in the area to get involved, or, you know, if you're not from the area, we're going to have raffles and auctions online starting today that they can, get involved also.
Well, we got a bunch of affiliates around East Texas, so there's a lot of folks that are listening now that can hear it. Not too far from Orange. We got a great station in Orange, Texas. How far is it from Orange up to Sam Rayburn? That can't be too far.
No, to Lufkin to Orange is probably about 2.5 hours.
Oh, that's nothing.
I mean, yeah, to support an organization like Cash for Kids, I mean, it's definitely worth going 2.5 hours.
Clay Dyer is a great guy. He's a friend. He and I have done some weigh-ins together at other charity events. He has been on the show a number of times. He was on another show that I do called Field of Faith Radio, talking about his mission and so on. And he's just a tremendous guy. And anybody that has ever had the opportunity to listen to Clay speak, it's just fascinating, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I've known him probably since I started fishing. He was fishing the FLW Tour back when I got my start, like in 2007. And I met him back then. And, you know, he was competing on the FLW Tour. And you think, man, how does that guy know?
I know. It's just so mind-bending.
How does he do that? But he does, and he'd get out there and fish just as hard as anybody. And that's inspirational in itself. And sometimes I think about Clay. You know, if I'm having a tough practice like here at the Red River and it's tough, I mean, what would Clay Dyer say if I started complaining? I got a good idea, you know, what he'd say. So I like I'm really excited, like I said, to have him here at this at our event this year.
So people can get registered still. If you want to get involved in the tournament, you can do it. Just go to KeithCombsBassFishing.com, and you'll find all the links you need to get to it from there, and then you'll find the links to the auction if you can't get there. Or if you want to just make a donation, you can do that as well. Now, here's the question. It is a team deal. You didn't, like, drag Zona down there to fish with you in this thing or something, did you? I mean, are you going to fish this thing, or are you just going to handle the weigh-in?
Man, I like to fish, but I'm not going to be able to fish. I got such a busy schedule, you know, with the with everything else that's going on. So I'm going to have to stay on the bank and just watch some big bags of fish come across the scale.
Yeah, no doubt about it. In just a moment on your season, as you say, you are fishing at the Red River as we speak, and looking to get qualified for the Bassmaster Classic with a win there. Of course, they'll be fishing at Sam Rayburn as well in a couple of weeks. It didn't go the way you want it to go season-wise this year, but are you looking forward to a schedule next year that'll have some different waters on there that we haven't seen in the past several years on the elites?
Yeah, we have a good schedule for next year, and we had a really good schedule for this year. I was excited about this season, and, you know, it's just hey, I had a little bit of a funk in the mid part of this season that just drug me down. But, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to getting some redemption on them next year for sure.
Well, you certainly gave us a thrill at the Mississippi River. I mean, you were on them there. I mean, it was looking for all the world like you might be grabbing a blue trophy there. That was pretty good stuff. Ended up finishing third.
Yeah, I love that place. Every time we've been there for the Elites, I enjoy it more and more. It's one of my favorite fisheries, and really felt great. I had a stellar practice, and you know, all the way to the end, I kept thinking, man, I just need one kicker. That was my downfall that week. I never broke 4 pounds, and that's the key. You know, just one or two of those fish change everything. I didn't get those bites, but I caught a ton of 3-pounders, and I can't complain.
And you know, Keith, coming up next, we got Hunter Shryock. He is on the bubble. He lives over there on Chick, but I would figure that at this point you're probably not too interested in talking to him. That place is not kind to you.
Chick's been kind of a thorn in my side every year. And that one in Pickwick, and it's not that I really don't like the way they fish. I just can't wrap my head around some of the ways that they change. You know, Pickwick fish and Chickamauga fish seem like practice doesn't mean much when the tournament rolls around. So those two, I was, you know, I'd be honest with you, I was pretty excited not to see them on the schedule just for personal reasons, but they're both great fisheries. I just struggle on them.
Well, good luck with the tournament this weekend. Good luck with your big tournament, the Keith Combs Sam Rayburn Slam Tournament and Banquet to benefit the Cast for Kids Foundation coming up October 1. The events begin on the 30th on Friday night. And Keith, I appreciate you as always, man. Great stuff, and good luck with everything. All right, we'll get a short break, and when we return, Hunter Shryock is on the bubble. We'll talk to him about that next on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails. Experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's bright spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Holy smoke!
There's a way to the top. Bass Nation.
The dream was to fish the Bassmaster Classic.
Started fishing ponds with my grandpa when I was young. Here I am now, third year on the Elite Series.
There's no way I would be living my dream. There's no way I would be fishing the Elite Tour.
For a lot of the guys that work and the weekend guys, that's your only route. Without Bass Nation, I wouldn't be here today.
Find a club near you at Bassmaster.com/nation.
Bass Nation, let me hear you.
You know, I've known the guys from Enigma Fishing for a few years now, and I think I have a pretty good feel for the top two priorities for them. Make quality products and get them to the public at a great price. But now they're taking it to the next level with this special buy one, get one free deal. This month, all Pesca and Valkyrie reels are buy one, get one. Two for the price of one. And you can get 4 pair of Pesca polarized sunglasses for just $100? I mean, you better jump on that one soon. Go to EnigmaFishing.com now. That's EnigmaFishing.com. Tom Abraham here from my friend Brian Hammaker and his team at North Alabama Mortgage. Look, buying a home is the biggest purchase you will make in your life, and it can be a bit intimidating, so you want people that can help walk you through the mortgage process and get you the best deal possible. That's what North Alabama Mortgage does, and they do it in Alabama, Tennessee, and Florida, from first-time purchases to refis, conventional, VA, FHA, and USDA loans. They have the solution at North Alabama Mortgage. Visit NorthAlabamaMortgage.com to learn more. That's North Alabama Mortgage.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Speaking of Phoenix Boats, let's talk to a Phoenix Pro. It's not hard to find one. I mean, my goodness gracious almighty, I have 23, 24, 25 of the elites running Phoenix now. including Hunter Shryock, and he is the bubble boy. He's sitting at 45 right now. I'm sure he's keeping an eye on what's going on this weekend at the Red River, because he will be the next one to qualify if somebody who has already qualified qualifies for the Bassmaster Classic out of the Central Open. And so Hunter joins us now. Hunter, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Pretty good, man. Thanks for having me back on. I don't really like the reason that we're having to talk to each other being the bubble boy, but hey, it is what it is. And, you know, at least we have are in the position to even be on the Classic bubble.
Yes, it could be worse. I mean, we also have Keith Combs on this show this week, and he's got a great tournament for charity that he does every year over there. But he has no hope of being on the bubble. So at least you're right there.
Right.
You know, you're right on the edge.
Yep.
Of this one.
That's
so.
Right.
And I'm not lying when I said that about it's not hard to find a Phoenix pro, is it? I mean, my gosh, it's got to be, what, 23, 24 Phoenix now on the Elite Series? I mean, it's incredible.
So it's a lot. And I look around even when we're lined up in the mornings and there's a lot of guys in Phoenix boats. And it's funny how I even got in a Phoenix boat to begin with. I genuinely just liked the boat and bought it, you know, outright personally. Like, and I've been in the same model, a 21 PHX. Since 2017, and I haven't veered from that model. That's my favorite model. So I've seen a lot of guys switch to that as well. But yeah, just all around a great boat, great company to work with. And you know, for me in my line of work, I got to have that stuff, my equipment work day in and day out, which is really, really important.
I've had mine now for 3 years and I run some pretty heavy water. You know, I get out there in Gunnersville and you know how that can get, you know, when it, and check, you know, can get crazy if the current's going one way and the wind's going the other, and you can get out there in some pretty rough water. I have tightened one screw. Honest to God, I've tightened one screw in 3 years. I've had to tighten one screw in my dashboard that backed out like three turns, and I just had to take that little cap thing off and tighten it up a little bit. That's it. I mean, it's amazing the way that boat and some of my buddies, you know, they'll marshal in those deals, in the Elite deals, and to a man, they always say, man, I'm always glad when I find out that the guy I'm fishing with is running a Phoenix. You know what I mean? The marshals and the cameramen love them.
I think, I've sold a lot of boats just from marshals getting in and riding with me for a day. And I end up finding out later, they'll text me, send me a picture of the, you know, a new Phoenix that they got just because they rode in mine with me. So it's pretty. Once you do ride in one, it does make a world of difference.
There's no doubt about it. Hunter Shryock with us here. All right, so how did you end up on this bubble? We look at your tournaments this year. You five times you make the cut. You make the Saturday cut, which is great. You have a 20th place finish at the St. Lawrence River. You were just kind of like in the middle of the field throughout the tournament season. You got bit at Lake Fork, and you got, boy, actually you didn't get bit, I guess, at Lake Fork and at the St. John's River. Those two tournaments, just two rough tournaments, kind of determined the whole season for you. Otherwise, you know, you're top 30 probably.
Yeah, you know, and that's usually how it is. You can usually typically have that one bomb and still have a year inside the Classic Cut. But when you have, I call it two bombs, like what you just mentioned, those two finishes, you know, you're setting yourself up for failure just because it's so hard to make those points back up. You know, if you take one of those events away and just add a 50th, you know, there's 25 AOI points, 25 AOI points, and we're not having this conversation. But it is what it is. You know, that's just the year that I had. And honestly, I was probably due for a year like this. I probably have learned the most about tournament strategy this year than what I have the past four or five years that I've been on the Elite Series. Just things that I can look back on hindsight and be like, this is where I messed up. And not that I'm completely out of the ballpark or clueless. It was just a decision in practice that ultimately led me down the wrong path. And you know, to really learn in this game, you're going to fail. So I failed quite a bit this year, and still to be in contention, you know, I was looking at the last three events of the year going, okay, I need a top 25. A top 25 is doable, but I can't slip. And, you know, started off with St. Lawrence being 20th, and then I think I finished 41st at Oahe, but the points shuffled so much, it all came down to the Mississippi River right at the end, basically needing a top 27. And going into the third day, I was in 14th and, you know, ended up catching four fish on the final day. But a really, this story might take, it's not very long, but it's kind of a gut check for some of the listeners. On day one of that tournament, the Mississippi River, I had zero fish in my live well until about 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Very slow start compared to everybody else. And I end up catching my second keeper is about 9:30, and I tongue hooked it. And typically you tongue hook a fish, it's not very good for their survival rate. Right. You don't know if it's going to live or not. And at the time I'm thinking, I don't know if I'm going to get another bite or not, you know? So what any tournament angler would do, you put it in your live well and you see if it's going to make it. Well, I'm talking to my camera guy and I look back in my live well about 15 minutes later and that fish had already deceased. And it weighed about a pound and a half. And I'm like, well, I mean, I can't help that, but a pound and a half dead is still better than zero fish at all if I wasn't to catch, you know, five fish that day.
Right.
And I ended up calling a 2 3/4 for a 3-pounder that day because you can't get rid of your smallest fish.
Right.
So ultimately that fish cost me over a pound and 4 ounces, and that pound and 4 ounces would have put me inside the classic cut.
What do you do? Do you release a fish without a full, you know, a full live well? I mean, I guess maybe that's the way you do it, based on how comfortable you are.
That's the decisions. Yeah, that's the decisions you make. And it was a tough day. Like I'm saying, it was a tough day that turned into a good day.
Yes, it did.
But at that point, what do you do? And that's just another lesson learned, I guess. I mean, I still had almost 15 pounds that day, but, you know, a pound and a quarter on the Mississippi River is like 3 pounds anywhere else.
Yeah.
So.
And you were giving us some thrills that day. I mean, you gave us some of the best shots that day. Your cameraman did a great job on that frog. You were dragging that frog across that grass and all that scum. And it was, he did a really good job with it. And
He was focused.
Yeah.
That was the thing is I had no idea if I was going to get one bite on that frog or if I was going to get 8 bites. And that's why I was so adamant about trying to get some fish beforehand, because it was a high risk, high reward deal. And, to look back and think of all the stuff that happens throughout the year, to put it down to the last event on that circumstance, that's a tough pill to swallow, but.
And you were catching
opportunity and I'm
And you were catching a lot of fish that were similar in size, it seemed like, doing that. But it's hard to stop doing it. First of all, it's an absolute blast. I mean, there's just nothing like dragging a frog across that scum. But other than that, right. The other thing is that, I mean, it can be 2-pounder, 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 6. You know what I mean? It's just like at any particular, it's not like a school, if you will, right? I mean, it's more like these are individual fish and you don't know where that toad is going to blow up on that thing.
Oh, absolutely. And there's definitely some bigger ones, you know, when you got a grass flat and there's fish that are congregated, you're going to have some small ones and you're going to have some big ones. I think it was more or less a timing deal than what it was anything else. And those fish would get really active as the day went on. And that's when I caught all my weight was, when the sun was high, those fish really positioned under those mats from like noon on.
Right.
And then obviously as that tournament went on, we had nothing but clouds and rain the rest of the event. So,
right.
you know, it turned into kind of a struggle, but we still tried to make it work.
Yeah. Hunter Shryock with us in our last minute or so here, you dug yourself a hole at the beginning of the season. Florida was not kind to you. And then you battled back, three straight tournaments in the top 30 to get yourself back in contention for this upcoming classic. Is that a thing for you? Is Florida an issue for you, or was that just a couple of bad tournaments?
Yeah, it was just a bad tournament, bad decision-making again. The second day, I think I had an opportunity to get myself out of that tournament, but I sat on one over 7 and another one over 5 pounds that were on bed the second day of that tournament. And you catch one of those fish, again, we're not having that conversation. You know what I mean? So the opportunities have all been there. It's just bad decisions on my part on how much time I wasted on those fish. Could I have got those fish to bite? There's so many moments throughout the season that you, and that's not just me, that's everybody.
Right.
We're all good anglers, It's just, what do we do in those moments in an 8-hour period that determines our season all year long? So everybody can catch them. It's just, you know, what's going on between the ears when it counts.
Yeah, well, doing some scoreboard watching this weekend, that's for sure. We don't want it to go down to the last minute.
Absolutely.
For you, you got 3 shots left at it, and you'll just keep pulling for the guy that will help get you into the Classic, that's for sure. Hunter Shryak has been our guest. Well, listen, it's not a terrible season. You know, it was you still got an opportunity to get into the Classic, and I'm sure you're looking forward to next season. So I appreciate you taking a few minutes with us. Enjoy you're living in a great part of the country there over at Chick and Watts Bar and all those great Tennessee River fisheries. And I know you want to get yourself to Knoxville next spring, that's for sure.
100%. It's right down the road from me, so yeah. Hopefully I'll get to go there, and it'd be awesome. So thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Hunter Shryak, our guest there, and we'll see what happens. We were good luck last year. Every time we talked to a guy that was on the bubble, he got in that week. So we'll see if that works out for him as well. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, Hank Weldon will join us to discuss the new Opens schedule for the upcoming 2023 season. We'll do that next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham. And I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. Tom Abraham here for my friend Brian Hammaker and his team at North Alabama Mortgage. Look, buying a home is the biggest purchase you will make in your life, and it can be a bit intimidating, so you want people that can help walk you through the mortgage process and get you the best deal possible. That's what North Alabama Mortgage does, and they do it in Alabama, Tennessee, and Florida, from first-time purchases to refis, conventional, VA, FHA, and USDA loans. They have the solution at North Alabama Mortgage. Visit NorthAlabamaMortgage.com to learn more. That's North Alabama Mortgage. Mortgage.com. Tom Abraham here for my friends at BassU.TV. Do you want to catch more and bigger bass? Well, whether you're a beginner or an aspiring pro, BassU.TV has courses for you. BassU.TV features over 900 training courses from the most talented anglers on the planet, including Mike Iaconelli, Greg Hackney, Jason Christie, John Cox, Hank Cherry, and many more. Courses cover everything bass fishing from power to finesse. If you like to pitch a big creature bait into heavy cover, well, they'll help you with that. Do you want to learn how to drop shot deep water for big smallies? BassU.TV has that covered as well. Plus, learn how the pros break down new waters and check out the advanced courses on tournament preparation and strategy. If you want to become a better bass angler, visit bassu.tv/radio and sign up. That's bassu.tv/radio and begin learning today. The Bass University. Never stop learning.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio. presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And the new 2023 Bassmaster Opens schedule has came out this past week or so, and it's really, really exciting. It's really cool stuff. We had told you about the changes that are coming up into St. Croix Bassmaster Opens and how things work, and now we actually have a schedule in front of us. So who better to talk to than Hank Weldon, who, of course, is the director of the Opens tournament schedule, and he joins us now in a very busy week because Hank's in the midst of handling everything that's going on at the Red River right now in the Central Open. Hank, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good, Dom. I'm here in a toasty Shreveport, Louisiana.
Toasty.
It's going to be a little warm. First day of fall, you know, started today, and I think it's going to be 99.
Yeah, so there you go, exactly.
Welcome pumpkin spice, right?
Next week, though, it cools down in the dirty south. Next week, it'll be in the 70s every day. So it's always the week after the tournament.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. As soon as we leave, that's right.
Before we get into this here, I know that a lot of our listeners would love to have an update on how Pop is doing, how Trip Weldon is doing. Of course, his great career with Bassmaster, and he has retired, and he has battled cancer for the last couple of years. But I've heard some good reports. How's the old guy doing?
He's plugging along. He's actually fishing a tournament today. But right now, clean bill of health. You know,
that's fantastic.
He's fighting hard, and I'm just glad he's finally getting to enjoy a retired life and not have to deal with anglers.
Yeah. Well, no. This will extend his life, maybe. Maybe this is a lesson learned, but we'll see.
That's
but,
right.
Of course, he always did such a tremendous job, as do you and Chris Bowes now and the whole crew, Lisa and everybody, doing a tremendous job with this. And so the schedule comes out now, and immediately we look to the Southern, the Northern, and the Central, and we see there is no Southern, Northern, and Central. We see Division I, Division Two, Division Three, those could get corporate names down the road. We'll find out. But these divisions, they are regional, you know, so that we obviously see that. But this is really fascinating. And I start with the Division One and going to Eufaula, Wheeler, and the Harris Chain in the fall. This is really kind of interesting. Eufaula was such a big hit with the elites there a couple of years ago. So this is a really good looking schedule here for this Division One.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know, we had, and there's nothing wrong with starting in Florida, but we figured if you see something with this, the consistent theme with this schedule is we've tried to shake things up a little bit, and that's with ending in the fall. You know, what we looked at, if you go back and you look at that 2020 College National Championship, it was on the Harris Chain in October, and we set records. I mean, Colt Sands and Connor DeMauro had a three-day total. I think it was 84 pounds and something. It was massive three-day total, and everybody else was averaging 20 pounds a day. So I'm excited to see what these guys can do on the Harris Chain. But, I mean, and also if you look, though, too, we're going – to some fish factories and big lakes that can handle these open size fields, and you know, it's from where you are, Wheeler is fishing hot. You know, it kind of cycles
back.
Wheeler does
a
little bit more, but right now, based off what we've seen, it is hot, and that should be good. I'm probably more excited about this schedule than any schedule I've put together since 2011. It's going to be a fun one.
Well, and when I look at it, I say, aha, Wheeler, we know that Wheeler's hot. Wheeler, for me, is about an hour or so from the house, so I'm loving that as well. But you look at it and you say, you know what, it's not impossible to think that Wheeler could be on an elite schedule again in the next year or two. You know, that it could pop up there depending. And they've got a wonderful, wonderful ramp there. You know, that Ingalls Harbor area where you just got done doing the high school deal down there, the combine, is just absolutely incredible facility. So they got the perfect facility for it.
Oh, fantastic. Huge ramps, huge docks, hotels right there. You're in a good metropolitan area. That's going to be a great tournament.
Yeah, that'll be really good. Now, in Division Two, start that one out at Toledo Bend. Enough said there. I mean, Toledo Bend in April is going to be a meat factory, and then off to Eufaula. And I'm like, wait a minute, Eufaula again? Where you go? Going to Eufaula? No, this is Eufaula in Oklahoma, which does create a lot of confusion for a lot of people. But you'll be at Eufaula in June in Oklahoma, and then wrapping that one up at Lake of the Ozarks in September. So the old we would call the Central Division. But certainly a good lineup right there.
Yeah, that's right. You know, Toledo Bend, we know about it. Big fish, spawn will be on, that you'll be able to spread out. That lake will fish huge during that time of year. Eufaula, Oklahoma, we kind of joke, it's the year of the Eufaulas, right?
Yeah.
In Alabama and Oklahoma. But, you know, I started looking at some term results. We threw out some feelers, Oklahoma guys, and, you know, talked to Gene Gilliland, our conservation director who lives in Norman. And in his words, I'm going to put him on the spot, it's the best tournament lake in Oklahoma right now. So I'm excited about that one. It's an unknown. We know that Ozarks will be exciting in September. That'll be a topwater fest. So, you know, that'll be fun on live on FS1. You know, it should be some packed action on Lake of the Ozarks. And we haven't been there in a really long time, you know, never for the Opens. If you look at some of these places, we've never held an Open, never had an Open on Wheeler. We've never had an Open on Eufaula.
Yeah.
So in Oklahoma and Alabama. So it's just new. These might not be new waters to our Open anglers, but it's new waters to the Bassmaster Opens.
Nah, there's no doubt about it. And again, in Division III, we see it. That starts out May 3rd at Bugs Island Reservoir in Clarksville.
Yep.
I don't remember the last time Bugs Island had any of the bass.
1898, I think, is what we did when we look back. We pulled if you go to the story, we pulled an old graphic from TNN of when we were there.
Wow.
Which was pretty cool.
That is.
But yeah, that one. That one should be awesome, too. Looking at tournament results and where they're ranked in that time of year should be a great tournament.
And then off to the St. Lawrence. Now, this is kind of interesting here because this is out of Waddington, where the elites will go out of Clayton. And I don't have my elite schedule directly in front of me. But how will this work now for the guys that are fishing the elites that's after this? You know, and there are obviously a number of guys that fish both the Opens and the elites.
Right. Very good question. And if you look, it was very strategic on the scheduling. It falls just at 28 to 30 day off limits period to where they will be eligible to compete in that tournament. What's also going to be interesting with that one, though, is these anglers, we may make a few mad at this point, but there's plenty of water. We will be river only on that one.
Good.
We will not be allowed to go into Ontario. And that river is, man, it's
that's a lot of water.
Fishing there.
Oh.
It's a ton of water. And it'll be interesting to see the guys break it down on the river only.
I think from Waddington to the lake, isn't it 60 miles? Something like that.
Oh, and then you can go all the way down to the dam, too.
Right.
You're running north, but downriver. Yeah, there's a ton of water there. Well, and also, so the guys understand, during COVID and lingering COVID, you know, we weren't allowed to open up Canadian waters, you know.
Right.
All signs point to Canadian waters will be open for that tournament. So that is one of the main deciding factors, too, with Waddington. But expect huge weights. It's the St. Lawrence River. They'll be coming off the spawn. Probably still will be some spawning, and it'll just – that one will be a major weight tournament. We know that.
And I'm not sure. Now, of course, it goes back to the 80s and 90s when I lived up north and I used to fish tournaments up there in that neck of the woods. We would still have greenfish that were in the bag.
Yep.
Now, I know that the smallmouth have gotten so big and I get all of that, but confining it to the river, there are going to be spots where greenfish, largemouth, could come into play, and I wouldn't be shocked to see some largemouth wade in that tournament.
Absolutely. I go back to, I think Greg Hackney competed a few years ago with greenfish just right there in Waddington with largemouth and made a run at it.
Yeah.
You know? So I think with that new variable, a largemouth angler could potentially, I'd go as far as say, win the tournament. We'll find out.
Didn't Mosley do that too? He did some damage in like,
when they were in Clayton. But yeah, he was fishing. He made a top 10, right? Fishing docks with a chatterbait.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And then Watts Bar. Now, this is always, I always get a kick out of this. It's not the Northern Division. I get it. It's Division III. I personally, where I live on the Alabama Tennessee border, I'm almost as close to Watts Bar as I am to Wheeler and Gunnersville. But Watts Bar, you know, there are a lot of folks that I talk to. I got a very good friend of mine that lives at Chick, and he says I go to Watts Bar because I live on Chickamauga, and I go up to the next one. I go up to Watts Bar. Watts Bar is like a dirty little secret right now, and it'll be very interesting to see how that fishes in the Open September 13th through the 15th. Now, mid September, Tennessee River.
Yep.
That's tough.
Yep.
That's a grinder. That's a grinder right there. But you know, that's another body of water we haven't seen in a long time.
No, absolutely. I think the long time, we mean all the way back to the 70s. You know, we had a classic bracket there. Cody Huff, if you remember, you may not remember that, but he won on Watts Bar in September, or I think it was maybe August. And it was tough fishing, but they were able to figure it out. But, you know, as far as like a major tournament, not since the late 70s. And that one's going to be interesting to see who can put that together, final event, you know. And what's also interesting there, too, is that one ends on Friday, because that is actually a back-to-back when you're looking in terms of the EQ. And the Lake of the Ozarks is the following week. So that will be two live action-packed events before we wrap up at the Harris Chain about 3 weeks later. So it'll really be getting down to the crunch time when we start with Watts Bar in September.
So it's a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Who are you kidding? You just don't want to mess with college football on Saturday. Everybody could be back. Even the top 10 could be back.
You're right, but yeah. We had to keep in mind with that new 28 to 30 day off limits period that we have installed for the Opens too, which was seems like that was wanted by a ton of anglers, especially watching the reactions on the various media channels. They seem to be pleased with that. So we had to keep that in mind too, with the back-to-back and ending on a Friday and getting the anglers able time to get out there and get ready for that next tournament, the EQ anglers especially.
Now explain that a little bit, because a lot of guys that are listening know that, you know, they think that there was never any off limits time for the Opens. So now that this, the Opens off limits time, explain that.
Yeah, so very simple. We're actually going to extend official practice to 5 days before the start of the tournament. So typically, if we're a Thursday through Saturday event, that means the Saturday before.
Right.
That's when official practice will start. Official practice used to start on Monday. So really, the change for that with the anglers is now all rules apply beginning on Saturday or 5 days before. But so the off-limits will be 28 to 30 days. We'll back it up prior to official practice beginning. So we'll go back to a standard day. We'll publish those, but they won't be allowed on the water. And that's all it is, because it's not a no info rule or anything like that, like with the elites. It's just anglers will not be allowed on the water 28 to 30 days before official practice.
Now, will that go for co-anglers as well that are going
Correct.
Into a tournament? So co-angler can't fish these particular waters even on their own or with one of their buddies or whatever beforehand. Okay, that's good. All right, well, I guess I have to keep that in mind as well, since I'll be fishing once again on the co-angler side of that deal. I'll tell you what, this is a great schedule. And dispel the rumor, there was some talk about an increase in the entry fees. That is not happening, correct?
Yeah, that's that was news to me. I always chuckle at the rumors that I hear of that are always news to me. And there were rumors out there about entry fees being raised, and you will hear it from who's planning on being the director. We'll just leave it like that next year. There are no plans to raise entry fees for these events. They will stay at $1,800. I will tell you, we are considering maybe going a little bit higher on the field size. Right now, we're planning on capping it at 225 still, but that potentially could change depending on the demand. We would not go over 250 boats if we were to raise that. So we may add 25 more boats, but co-anglers are still back. Same fee for the co-anglers. We'll crown a co-angler champion on Friday of each tournament, and then look over into the top 10 for the tournament, the Open, and see who can take on the boater side. So all that's staying the same. No higher entry fees. You're hearing it from me.
Opens Tournament Director Hank Weldon has been our guest. Hank, I appreciate you so much. Keep up the great work this weekend at the Red River, and we will chat again.
Thanks, Tom. I always love chatting with you. Have a good day, and we'll see you around.
All right. Appreciate that. All right. We'll get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Five fish for 22 pounds even, becoming a two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year.
Hi, I'm Gerald Swindle, Bassmaster member. I don't care if I'm in California, Oregon, or France. If I see a bass sticker in a window of a truck or a car, I got something in common with that person. Why don't you come join me and you be a member?
Get these free gifts when you join today, a $50 value. Go to Bassmaster.com/join and become a member of America's leading bass fishing organization.
You know, I've known the guys from Enigma Fishing for a few years now, and I think I have a pretty good feel for the top two priorities for them. Make quality products and get them to the public at a great price. But now they're taking it to the next level with this special buy one, get one free deal. This month, all Pesca and Valkyrie reels are buy one, get one. Two for the price of one. And you can get four pair of Pesca polarized sunglasses for just $100? I mean, you better jump on that one soon. Go to enigmafishing.com now. That's enigmafishing.com. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Let's go.
Think you know bass fishing? Time to prove it. Bassmaster now has two fantasy games giving you even more opportunities to win. Play Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and the Mercury Bassmaster Dream Lake Challenge. Get in position for a chance to win some great prizes, including a $15,000 shopping spree at Bass Pro Shops and fishing trips with Davey Hyde and Mark Zona. Every tournament is a chance to win, and there's more than $90,000 in prizes. You can't win if you don't play, plus it's free. To find details, sign up and play all season. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com to learn more.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and as we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Three-time Japanese Angler of the Year and Bassmaster Classic qualifier Daisuke Aoki has announced his retirement from the Bassmaster Elite Series to return to his native Japan after just one season on the Elite Tour. Now, during the 2021 season, Aoki won the BassPro.com Bassmaster Open at Douglas Lake on his way to qualifying for the 2022 Bassmaster Elite Series. His best finish in his one and only season on the Elites came by way of Chickamauga Lake, where Aoki finished in sixth place. But this was the highlight of his season, as tough fishing landed him in 88th place in the Progressive Bassmaster Angler of the Year's points. We wish Daisuke the best of luck. Now, Bassmaster Radio has a new home at thenewbassmaster.com. You will find us under the Nation tab, which seems quite fitting. Of course, you can always go to bassmaster.com/radio to find the show as well, and on the SportsMap Radio Network and select other great stations around the country. And check out profishing.shop for our exclusive lifestyle line, hashtag fish on, to proclaim your love of fishing. And take a look at the legendary lake series as well and see if your favorite lake is featured. You can even buy Bassmaster Radio gear and check out the new line of coffee mugs. That's profishing.shop. And if you're like me, you never stop learning the best bass fishing techniques and tricks, and now we have a place for you to find it all in one place at Bass University's bassu.tv/radio. You'll find over 900 training courses from the most talented anglers on the planet, and check out the new videos this week on some of the best summertime tactics. If you want to become a better angler, visit bass.tv/radio and sign up today. Now let's take a look at the upcoming schedule. Well, we're down to the final opens in the Central and Southern divisions. The Southern division will be up next, October 6th through the 8th, at beautiful Lake Hartwell in Anderson, South Carolina. And then the final Central Open of the season will be October 20th through the 22nd. That is at Sam Rayburn Reservoir out of Jasper, Texas. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the Nation button and click on Bassmaster Radio. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.